Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
As fall progresses, temperatures continue to drop and chances of a freeze grows. When frost hits the Great Plains and Midwest, do you know the impacts on your forages and how livestock can be kept safe? Short-term freezing temperatures may cause sorghum species like sorghum sedan grass or any grain milo or forage sorghum to become lethal to livestock. Prussic acid forms when plant cell membranes are broken due to freezing and allows the chemicals in the cell to mix. This forms a cyanide compound that can be deadly to livestock if consumed. Sedan grasses have the lowest risk, while forage and grain sorghums have the highest. The millet species do not have any prussic acid issues. The good news is that after 5 days, the toxic chemicals dissipate into the air. The bad news is that every time there is a freeze, without temperatures low enough to completely kill the plant, that 5-day clock resets, just like the 30-minute lightning delay at football games. The new growth on sorghums that have frost damage are very dangerous, as they have the highest concentrations of prussic acid. If there's a chance of freezing temperatures, remove livestock from the pasture and wait 5 days before grazing once again. The hours immediately after a frost have the highest level of toxic compounds. If there's regrowth in the days after a freeze, wait to begin grazing until those shoots are 15 to 18 inches tall, or 5 days after the plant has been completely killed by frost. Finally, if sorghum family plants have had extra nitrogen applied or are growing in high nitrogen soils, the risk of prussic acid is even higher. For today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.